Just who actually gets licensed to grow marijuana will be up to the state, but city council members say any Seattle grower would probably end up in one of the industrial areas along the Duwamish Corridor or Inner Bay. A new zoning plan would limit those urban pot farms to less than 10,000 square feet, a bit smaller than the average Rite Aid. That sounds awfully cramped to advocate Philip Doughty.
People just need more room in order to grow to meet the demand that is going to be there. And if the city does not allow for this in that industrial zone, these projects will go elsewhere. They will go out of the city and take hundreds of jobs with them.
But council members are balancing those jobs against the concern that large pot farms could drive up the cost of industrial land. Technically, marijuana farms would be able to open up in commercial zones or even downtown with no limits whatsoever. But a council staffer says as a practical matter, that would be almost impossible because of restrictions in state law and the price of real estate. Council members face the task of reconciling a convoluted zoning code with the new state law, the work-in-progress rules that go along with it, and the world of quasi-legal medical marijuana. The complications mean the proposed zoning ordinance is likely to change before the council votes on it. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.